Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, sponsored by Trade Signaler. I'm joined by David Jones, who's returned for a second visit to the Tip TV bunker, which is also masquerades as a TV studio. You're an independent market analyst, concentrating on social media, social trading rather.
Yeah, I'm doing some work with Trade Signaler and Aondo on social trading, on sort of copy trading, that sort of thing.
Right, I mean, this area, it's still relatively new. I don't think it's more than, like, 5 years old.
Yeah.
Has it come of age? Is it not just is it gone beyond being a fad or the latest buzzword?
I think it has. I don't think it's grown that much in the UK in the last few years, because I think the two sort of main brokers in the UK don't do it. So I think it's always had something of a niche. And I think, like me, like for many people, you know, I was aware of it, but never really looked into it that much until this year, and then started exploring it a bit more. And I thought, well, actually, it does have, you know, quite a bit of merits in terms of you following other traders, mimicking their trades on your account, setting the risk at the right level. I think it's an interesting add-on to traditional trading. So that's why, I mean, I've teamed up with the guys at Trade Signaler, and we write a regular review of traders to follow. That's all free. So if you're on the app or download the app, you can see it on there.
And is it any more complicated than copying other people's homework?
It's easier than copying other people's homework, because I don't know. Actually, I suppose in this day and age, people just do Control C, Control V to copy homework. So it's even easier than that, I think.
But you're choosing people that you respect, or you've seen that over the last few weeks, months, years, they generally, get things right, and you're able to, see what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, there are potentially, hundreds, if not thousands, of traders to follow, and what you want to do is try and find, what I want to do is try and find ones clearly who've got, a fairly solid track record. That you don't want, if someone's making 15 to 20% a month, that's probably unsustainable, but someone who can sit there and crunch out, a few percent a quarter with a sort of relatively small drawdown, then that's of interest to me. And then just setting the risk parameters to one that fits my particular approach. So like I say, every time we write the newsletter, we put in a trader who might be worth following. I think the one who's going out in the next one, which should be out tomorrow, is someone called Edel Mattel. Again, who just seems to sit there. The P&L chart looks like that, which for me is perfect. You just want nice, steady profits. So I don't think it's not something to get rich quick from, but it's another avenue to have some exposure to the markets and maybe make, a decent annual return.
I think apart from copying the homework, though, I mean, the main bonus for most of us is that we can keep an eye on the market without actually having, and still have a day job at the same time.
Yeah, I think a common complaint, from my days at IG and CMC was what people would say, I don't have time. I don't have time to sit there and analyse 30 Forex pairs. I don't have time to watch the DAX, watch the Dow. And I think this is a way, like you say, of gaining exposure, because you can set it up so it automatically mimics the trades on your account, on a demo account or a real account. So you can have some exposure to the markets without, if you don't want to, making your own decisions. I mean, personally, I just run it side by side, making my own decisions. But I think it's an interesting angle.
Right. The other thing I want to talk to you, because we're speaking in the run-up to some big events, so interest rate decision, non-farm payrolls. It doesn't have to be the ones in August. It could be any time of the year. Instinctively, the big money would be made if you took a correct punt on the right direction. So you're just betting on the next payrolls to be weak and the market to go down, etc. But is wait and see better than taking the punt beforehand?
Personally, I would say wait and see. Because even if you knew what the payrolls announcement was going to be and what the interest rate decision was going to be, the market can often react completely opposite to that, So, from my experience, and I think this is one, the retail brokers, the couple of minutes after the payrolls come out, so half on the first Friday typically, tends to be the highest volume couple of minutes throughout the whole month. So I think plenty of people do sit there and wait. But I'd also say that maybe trading in that next couple of minutes isn't ideal either, because it can move one way for 15 minutes and then suddenly the market thinks, oh, actually, we've changed our mind on our interpretation of this, and it switches the other way. So I think it's always exciting because it's massively volatile, but I don't think anyone should kid themselves that it's an easy one to trade, I think, because of that volatility and uncertainty.
I mean, the other thing, the rule, I suppose, with the non-farm payrolls, which is maybe the the only one which has any merit at all, is that the initial move is the wrong way.
That tends
to be the one that works. So for the first 15 minutes, 20 minutes, take it the wrong way, or take it too much one way, and then it comes all the way back. So you go against the initial move.
And that's why,
do anything.
That's why things like some option strategies can be useful on that. We used to, again, going back a bit, do daily options, you know, selling the call and selling the put, selling the straddle, because the volatility would be high, so you get a lot of money. You might get, I don't know, 70 or 80 points for a daily Dow option at the strike price just where it was before the number came out. And what you're banking on is plenty of volatility, but the market ends the day roughly where it was when the payrolls come out. And that does happen, you know, quite a bit of the time, but there are times, of course, where you will get a 300-point move in one direction all day long. So you need to, I think, have the risk managed for that. But you're right, I think going against that initial move isn't a bad idea at all. But I think it's waiting for that initial move to run out of steam. Don't, you know, if it goes up, don't blindly sell it after 5 minutes.
Yes, I think a couple of months ago there was a knockout figure. It went up and it stayed up.
It was that much worse than expected one, wasn't it? And it was, because I think I was watching Dollar Canada, and I think Dollar Canada dropped something like 200, 250 points in the afternoon. So we saw a big dollar sell-off, you're right. So that the initial move ended up being the right move on that day.
Yeah, horrible. Just finally, we're in August. I'm putting you a bit on the spot. Do you think the market's vulnerable this month in the same way that it was last year?
Well, last year it was Chinese-driven. You know, I don't think we've got maybe those sort of risks. But I think the market, you know, the last week, the Dow's been drifting off. We had that weak GDP number from the US last Friday. Stock markets have come an awful long way since the Brexit vote. So even though the trend is up, you know, markets do look, I think, a little bit overheated up here.
OK, well, we'll see what happens. David Jones, independent market analyst, thank you very much for coming in today. Thanks. We'll be back after the break.